story that I've heard about Yom Kippur, I heard from a Jew from Siberia. For 5 years, this Jew was the only Jew in Siberia, in the camp. When there's at least two Jews, so each one reminds the other one, Hayom Shabbat, Achshav Pesach, Achar Yom Kippur. You remind each other when the holidays are. When you're alone and you have very little chance to survive, you forget everything. You know how you survive a concentration camp? You just stop thinking. I don't know. But he's telling you, stop thinking. Because if you think about your situation, it could be unbearable. You act like a robot. Inside you're dead. Only your body is acting. So after 5 years of this, it was decided that the prisoners were going to switch camps. They walked many days in the snow. After 10 days, they got to the place where they were going to switch with the other prisoners. There are many guards with guns, and they were told there's no way you're allowed to talk with the other prisoners. And so everyone was making a circle so they wouldn't freeze to death, giving each other warmth. That Jew told me, told Rav Shlomo, so we were in our circle, and just a few meters away, there was the other group in their circle. Suddenly, one of my friends, non-Jewish guy, comes and tells me, listen to me, but don't move your head. I have to tell you something. In the other camp, there's another Jew, like you. And he also hasn't seen a Jew for years. He heard about you and he's telling you, he has to speak to you. But right now, he says, I don't care if they shoot us. In the end of the day, we're all going to die anyway. So who cares? So listen up. When somebody jumps into your circle, that's him. The Jew continued to tell. I was totally like ready to go. And suddenly somebody jumps. And immediately he becomes part of our circle. Somehow he finds a way to come right in back of me. I was so happy to see him that I stopped for a moment. You know, for 5 years I haven't seen a Jew. I also haven't seen a Jew for 5 years. There's something special happening tonight that he wanted to speak to me. You don't know tonight Yom Kippur? I was never religious. But I would go with my grandfather in Yom Kippur on the night of Yom Kippur. I don't remember much. My father was a chazan in Kishinev. And I was this like wonder child, the solo of the choir. At Kol Nidre and Izocher Etev, I remember Kol Nidre very well. Shalat Yoto, Ata Ratzel Ashir Li Etev, you want to sing it for me? Ruat Ril Ashir Kol Nidre. It's such a beautiful voice. You know, I had a nice voice, but nothing could compare to that kid's voice. Straight from the heavens. Like David Moskowitz. An unbelievable thing happened. Everyone hears a song and they become getting closer. Everyone, both camps. And everyone's singing in harmony. I looked around. Kol haShomrim horidu haRuvim shelem. All of the guards had put down their guns. Ze haya kmo acher biyat Mashiach. It was like after Mashiach came. This Kishnever kid, he's singing with all of his heart and all of his soul. Can you imagine that camp? The site. If you could have been there in that freezing cold for 5 minutes, Shmamish, go back. And that Yom Kippur. There was half-dead people that mamash were brought alive. Norav and Ishkav. Wow, unbelievable. Sipar li ota yidi that yid continued. Amadnu sham v'sharnu. V'rgashnu pitom kilu anachnu kvar lo b'machane harikos b'sivir. Anachnu omim liad beit ha-migdash b'Yerushalayim. We felt like we weren't in Siberia anymore. We were mamish in the base of Migdash in Yerushalayim. Aval davar achad hidigi oti, but one thing bothered me. Ma kor al mefaked ha-shomim? What about the head commander? He was a cruel guy. For him to beat a yid to death or a man to death, it was nothing. I didn't understand how he broke the circles. We broke all the laws. And he's not getting involved. Suddenly, I felt a soft hand on my shoulder. I looked. It's the commander. I couldn't believe it, the sight. In his eyes were red from tears. And he began to speak to me like a friend. Nobody here knows that I'm a Jew. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an opera star. But somehow I got to the wrong chevra. I became stealing. And now I'm the head of the Sabir concentration camps. Something inside of me is dead a long time. The Jew that I was, the man I was, no longer is. When I hear Jews singing, something comes back, everything comes back to me. Can I sing with you? That Jew from Russia said, I thought that the Kishnev kid had the best voice in the world. It was nothing compared to the voice of the commander. His deep voice electrified everyone. After a few times singing, commander said, "I know you're going to marry to get to Israel. Bless me that I'll also make it." And that Jew said, "So strange. Every time I get to the Kaisel, I'm looking around for him. Maybe he also merited to get here." I die.